Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Shop the biggest health and beauty brands in store or online at the lowest prices every day at Chemist Warehouse.
Highlighting the pride of the Pacific. It's Pacific Flair with Peter Alatini and Ricardo Ball on SENZ.
The kick misses. Mana moana alamai. A quite sensational finish to their first season in Super Rugby.
There you go. That was the end of the game against the Brumbies. Peter Alatini is in with me for Pacific Flair here on SENZ. And I thought, oh, Moana will get up over the force. Brumbies will be a bridge too far. Ended up the other way around, Dulla. What did you make of it?
I totally agree. But before that, Talofa Lava and Happy Samoan Language Week this week, Ricardo. So I thought I'd just put that out for my Samoan listeners. I agree too. I actually thought they'll have a better go against the force. But then you know, see how they go against the Brumbies as such, and wow, how fantastic! I was just so amped and pumped for the boys getting that result, and the way they played was outstanding.
I suggested to Justin Marshall yesterday when we were doing the rugby run that next season the Hurricanes and the Brumbies should play for the Moana Cup because they're the two teams that have lost to Moana this year. or even that those two shouldn't play this weekend. We just put Moana straight into the semi, seeing they've beaten both of them.
Oh, mate, look, it's just done a world of wonders for the franchise. Seeing Michael Jones and also BG Williams up on the stand, the way the emotions were running, I think all the hard work they put in, Kevin Senior, same, and the rest of them, their coaches, you know, were Philo and Azza and Clark. The emotions they showed, I was just so happy for them, the challenges they've had. But to put a performance like that at home, in front of a decent crowd too that came along, which was fantastic for the franchise.
It was a strong Brumbies team too, because the Brumbies needed to win the game because they didn't want to be playing the Canes. They wanted to play probably the Tars, right? That's kind of what they were thinking.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You could tell how disappointed the captain, Ella Latoa, was, also the coach, sitting from the box, seeing his reactions to that final try by Lotu Inisi. But definitely, they you know, and definitely heartbreaker, I think, the week before, and whether their heads were in the space to really be up and well, thinking ahead, because that's what it looked like. And what I loved about the performance of the Moana was, for once, I think, well, the second time, they've been able to stay in the fight. They stayed in the fight, you know, even when chips were down, they managed to get back their defence, really, you know, which had been a strong point all season for them. But I felt on Saturday they defended like with their hearts were just right into it.
Well, and, you know, I hope they hold on to that for next season, because they can go into next season and go, look, we beat the Brumbies when they wanted to win, and we beat a very good Hurricanes team. If we can do that level of performance when we play the Rebels, when we play the Highlanders, when we play the Force, we could be a quarterfinals team.
Definitely. I mean, that's the challenge for them going forward now. And I think what I really like too, like I mentioned, the crowd, you know, they've got to start winning the community across. And I felt the community that witnessed that on Saturday is the one that you really need to pump in. And from what I heard, they had buses to South Auckland schools for the first 15s to finish their game. They really encouraged them. They put out free tickets. And I think that's probably one of the work-ons for them in their off-season, is really building their brand in terms of the crowd and the support. Because I feel there's a huge people waiting and the community waiting for them. And just a win like that solidifies for people to support them going forward. They're the real deal. It's just a matter of building on that, but also start building that fan base, because it did wonders for them. I just felt the crowd pumping the way they are, the music playing, and that's what really grinds Pacifica, you know, the emotions that rides with it. And I've been waiting for that to happen, so it was really, really cool to have that.
I know we're not here to brainstorm ideas for Moana, but you say that, and I just think, you know, the opportunities there for them to now go to the schools in South Auckland or to the rugby clubs in South Auckland or even to, you know, the churches and stuff and go, you know, because I mean, I come from more of a European background, obviously, but there's a lot of social clubs and churches that have football teams that play on a Sunday. I'd imagine the churches are the same, will have their social rugby teams to play, right?
Totally.
If you have a Moana Pacifica Sevens tournament that the schools can play in, or churches can play in, or the clubs can, you know, and you do satellite tournaments all branded with Moana Pacifica, you know, that's where you bring them in.
100%, and that's where they got to really start mobilising out to those areas, just building some connections. I know it's been tough. I totally understand it's been tough to really concentrate really on the flagship team before anything else, but I think the opportunity now from those two performances, but even the performance throughout the season, they are the real deal, like I said, but it's really kind of getting behind those communities, especially South Auckland. There's a huge following. I know if you just kind of bite a bit of understanding, that, like you said, the churches, get behind all those different things, get their brand out there, know that they're actually within the community, because I feel their team, more than any other team, will be the hugest community team. And look at what Drua and you know, done with the two games back in Fiji. And I heard Azza spoke on after the game around having a game in Samoa, having a game in Tonga. Mm. Imagine those two, just again build that following that they've created this year with their performances.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, going forward, where do you think they should be based, Moana? I mean, could they realistically, in say 5 years' time, be based in Apia and play a couple of games in Tonga, and maybe play one or two games, maybe a game in Auckland, a game in Sydney for those Polynesian populations?
I think going forward, if they can, it'll be come down to which union can best governance side, you know, get that up and running, making sure everything's aligned. Like you look at Fiji, and all their high performance spaces are all well run. Mm. And that's probably where we need to get to with either Samoa or Tonga, depending on where that is. But it'll be nice to really factor back in there. It's just whether it's a viable option, you know, in terms of revenue and all the rest of the things come over. I think there's still a big part where if they can land a big standalone sponsor that'll be able to really take this team on board, I think that's where they'll start to make the cracks. Because I know it would be tough here, because I know the Blues and Auckland and everyone else in the franchises in New Zealand as well will be like wanting to safeguard some of these young kids, because I know that the pathway is definitely genuine for these young kids going forward.
No, I'm glad you mentioned the pathway, because Tonga have recently this week named their team for this Pacific Nations Cup. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about that team and how much of an influence Moana Pacifica has been on what we're going to see from Tonga this international season. Yeah, it's 7:45 here on Pacific Flair on SENZ, talking on Moana Pacifica. And I know, you know, we're talking Moana Pacifica, but what we're about to talk about is the Tongan rugby team. And that's not Moana, but in a way it kind of is. It's the knock-on from what Moana's meant, right?
Totally. And a big part of having a Moana Pacifica team in this competition was, one, that it could funnel into international rugby, so we don't have the drum outs of scores that we've had in previous years with kids coming straight from club rugby to play international, you know, or a reserve game and for Auckland or other provinces. So this is so exciting, and it's proven, because the majority of selection has come from Moana Pacifica. So all these, you know, the Funakis, the Manapayas, the Anzelo, the Apikatoa, but they've all come through. And then the most exciting part on top of that is we get these guys like Fekitoa and Pito and Izzy Flo. I was going to say Izzy Deg, but he's not Tongan. But he's on the show early on.
His knees are no good.
his knees are terrible, apparently. So, but having those guys has really fronted for all these other kids the excitement to be able to be in a side alongside these classy players, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, so we've got this Pacific Nations Cup coming up. It's going to be Fiji, Samoa, Tonga, and Australia A.
Australia A.
So, I mean, it's a great opportunity, A, for Australia A to play, you know, to build some depth for themselves, but also for these nations to pit themselves against like professional super, a team of super rugby players like this again. It just lifts everybody's standards.
Well, this is going to be exciting now because, like, I'm really anxious to wait and see what Samoa brings out, because I really do hope they do a huge selection from the boys that are available, and also those ones who will be able to change over, just like Pito and the rest. But, you know, look at Fiji, how strong they are. They're going to be formidable as usual. And then, like you said, Australia, hey, again, this whole circle of group have come off decent super rugby or overseas, you know, rugby. So the level that we expect is going to be awesome.
Well, and, you know, and the other thing that's not lost on me is that in the past, an Australia A team might be full of young Samoan and young Tongan players who can't get an opportunity anywhere else.
That's right. Exactly. And all these players are funneling into to their second team, whereas whereas now we'd hope going forward after this year that some of these kids can see a future in playing for Moana and then for Tonga or Samoa, Fiji.
Yeah.
So that's the aim. And I'm so glad, like I said, the majority of the selection of these Tongan boys have come from Moana. Because they've all, and most of those boys, I think, bar Lotu Inisi, who only came back and scored a try on his debut game, which is not bad, but he's an exciting feature going forward.
Yeah, Sam Lousy in there, Gus Pulu as well. Yep. So, man, some experience and some firepower there.
It's fantastic because there's still a good core group from 2019 World Cup. Lewa Fifita as well, the lock. So there's that group still, and Ben Tamafuna and Siegfried. So there's a good core, I know, of Kef's as good boys from that. Yeah, but having these young boys to come into it and funnel in will be great.
Where's the biggest problem been in the past for getting players who are eligible to play for Tonga to play for Tonga? I mean, has it been Japan? Has it been Australia? Has it been New Zealand? Is it a combination?
It's a combination, and it's more so, especially the UK boys, the contracts they held, you know, because they come off during that break now for the June-July series. They come off, but they have a month, and some guys kind of after a long season sometimes, you know, with the money they're getting paid, it's risky for them to come through. The true Tongan boys that got heart for the game have always come regardless. They don't care. But that's been the toughest. And then it just hasn't been attractive enough, you know. You're getting players, like I said, you select from what you can, and usually those guys are either on the outer of super rugby or playing club rugby.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got names, I mentioned it, you know, guys like Israel Folau, Charles Piatau, those guys coming back to play for Tonga might have an effect similar to what we saw when, you know, Andrew Fifita and a few of those guys said, you know what, we're not going to play for the Kiwis, we're not going to play for the Kangaroos, we're going to play for Tonga in rugby league. So do you expect there now to be more, now that we've seen this team named, it'll become a bit of a landslide?
Well, that's the hope, and I think we're realistic too. I mean, most of the dreams for most of these guys and you know, we'll always want to be an All Black, always want to be a Wallaby, or wherever they are. But I think it's going to be really, really cool for the guys who are just underneath, who probably won't get an opportunity or may be in the mix, but only probably play one or two tests. These guys could actually, you know, really challenge themselves, especially with the calibre they've got now,
yeah,
but then have a prolonged test career and still be able to go overseas if that be after their play here, say, for Moana.
Yeah, so no, it's exciting times for Pacific Rugby. On a scale of 1 to 10, the Moana Pacifica debut season, what would you give the organisation and the team as a score for the season?
I'd give them an honest 7. Yeah. I'd give them an honest 7. And that's, you know, you've got to think about the challenges they have, and I'd give them a 7 because I think that they've got so much room to grow going forward, and there's just so many positive signs come out of what they've had to go through this year. But even, you know, the Warriors, like, I think about the Warrior guys like Christian Lelefano and Sekopa Kipu, just how much of an influence they have been, how much they've really bought into the concept, and how much their culture, their heritage, and you just see it's a spread. You know, his performance, Christian Lelefano's performance on Saturday, is class, and obviously playing his old Brumbies team, I mean, that ought to just, you can feel the emotions when they panned out to him at the end of the game when that final whistle went, just how much he wanted this, not only for himself, but for the team. I think that was the big thing that I've seen between both of these guys, their selflessness to really put this team first, and it's shown in their performances.
Do you think he and Sekopi Kipu will be back as players next season?
Interesting question. I Whether they'll be around, I think Christian could go one more.
Yeah,
I think they both could go one more, but and probably just in that probably mentor role and you know mentor around these kids to really kind of drive them to start taking the lead, and if need be, they play, but maybe still be in an environment in somewhere.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, because I had heard that Sikopi was almost ready to hang the boots up after the NPC season with Counties.
Yeah.
And then this came along and he was like, oh.
And you never know, eh? Yeah. And I think it's just, have they got the desire, I suppose, for both of them, they're such athletes and professionals that they'll say, well, can we add more value to what we've started this year, or is it? And I just think they're just honest guys like that, and if they will, they'll carry through, and if they won't, then. Yeah, I suppose they will.
Re-energised by it all, eh? Re-energised by it all. Hey, like we did with Marshy at the end of In the Red, we should get some quarterfinal chat going, because Friday the Crusaders play the Reds again. So the Reds haven't gone home. They've stayed in Christchurch. I think the Crusaders team will be stronger. I don't know where James O'Connor's at, and he would be a big plus if they could get him back. But how do you think that game's going to play out?
Well, it's finals time, and this is when we see the Crusaders at their best, right? Mm. So I really do think that the Crusaders will be amped and really to start their run for another title, and it starts this week against the Reds. So I'd go with the Crusaders for this one.
Crusaders, yeah. All right. What about the Chiefs and the Tars?
Oh, the Chiefs have been so up and down. Mm. You know, just so up and down. So it'll be interesting to see if they are. I still think I'll go Chiefs though.
Chiefs
again,
at home.
Again, they're in their finals time, so I think they're keen to step up.
All right, the Blues and the Highlanders.
My beloved Highlanders, how tough have they been? but I think I heard Marshy's. We need Brownie to bring out all the little tricks out of this week. But the way the Blues, you know, even their young team on the weekend, but it just goes to show that belief and what that environment is like at the moment, that whoever goes on now, they just want to make sure they uphold their jersey. So Blues for me.
How much does it remind you of the Crusaders of a few years ago?
100%, right?
Yeah.
It didn't matter who played, but because the standard had been set, yeah, and the confidence behind those wins, 13 in a row, they didn't want to be the team that lets that record go. So unbelievable. So, yeah, Blues.
Blues, all right. And then that leaves us with probably the game. I know Marchie said he thought Chiefs Tars was game of the round, but I think Brumbies Canes is going to be game of the round in Canberra.
I think so too. I think so with the Brumbies being, you know, last 2 weeks where they've been at,
yep,
I'd say that they'll really step it up this week. But unpredictability is the Hurricanes game.
Yeah.
And they could punish you from anywhere. So I'll say the Canes will get up. I don't think the Brumbies may be able to get back from their last two losses.
Yeah, well, I mean, because that's the thing. I looked at the run-in for the Blues and went, oh, man, we've got a tough run-in because we've got to go play the Brumbies in Canberra and then the Waratahs in Sydney. That's tough. That's tough. But I didn't really think about it the other way, because the Brumbies have lost to the Crusaders.
That's right.
They've lost to the Blues. Now they've lost to Moana to finish the season. So they're on a bit of a tear. I mean, I know the Canes have come from Perth where they lost to the Force, which is nothing to be. But, I mean, that wasn't their strongest team either. No Geordie Barrett, for example.
Yeah, but that's the Canes, though. The Canes will do that. But the thing about the Canes is they get up for this and they'll be able to, you know, they've got that much magic across the board. They could put on a performance to really tip it up.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. But if it goes how you and Marshy both said, we're looking at all New Zealand semi-finals.
Oops. That wasn't deliberate.
No. Not deliberate at all, mate.
No.
And this, Peter, is our last Pacific Flair for the season, of course. So we're wrapping the season for Moana, mate. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
Absolutely had a blast, Ricardo. And it's been tough for you because you've been here and then everywhere filling in for shows. But absolutely love the chats. I've been love following these guys and also Benny as well. Thank you so much, Benny, in the back. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hopefully we can do it again next year.
Yeah, well, that's the plan, mate. That's the plan. Are you back for next year?
Oh, I'm hoping, mate. Come on, Roos. Get me in there. I'll be available, mate. I love it.
You would have to talk to your agent. I don't know if we can afford you next season. Your price might have gone up.
No way, mate. I'm humble. Community guy, mate. I'm here. Community guy.
Good stuff, fella. Hey, thanks very much for coming in right throughout the season, man. Really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure, brother. Thank you so much.
Now go well. This has been the final Pacific Flair of the season. It will be back next season for you right here on SENZ.